Welcome to Carittles. This is Wendy.
And this is Amanda.
Today's cast, How to Regain Professional Credibility, Part 1 of 2.
The questions this cast answers are, what do I do when someone says, you're not credible? What does not credible mean? And how do I demonstrate credibility?
If you want the answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
Two of our favorite cities are hosting us this October. Manager Tools will be in Boston, October 22nd and 23rd, and then in Austin, October 29th and 30th. In both places, we're hosting an in-person EMC and ECC delivered by myself, Kate, as well as our newest presenter, Matt. Come and see us this fall. Sign up for Austin or Boston at manager-tools.com/training.
You may have been told, or you may just have this feeling that you're not credible, meaning people don't trust in your competence or your reliability. They just don't think that you know what you're doing. And this phrase is not really used lightly in professional contexts. And if it's been used about you or to you, you really have some work to do to address the issues and rebuild the trust. It's a word that is a serious word. You know, there's things that your boss says that mean, you know, wake up a bit or get your stuff together. And there's, you don't have any credibility, which means really pay attention to what I'm saying and do the work. And the one thing you can't do, which people really try to do, is go around telling people that they're credible. You see a lot of people who say, I'm a really great presenter. And they tell everybody how great a presenter they are. And then when you see them present, they're useless. You can't tell people that you are credible. You can't tell people that you're good at doing something. You have to show them that you're good at something. So if you're going to regain credibility, or if your boss is saying you're not credible in this area, then the only way to regain that credibility is to do the work to be good in that area. You can't go back to your boss and go, yeah, I've got better. You have to get better. And so the only way to rebuild credibility is to do the actions, not the words. And in this guidance, we're going to break that down and tell you how.
So what we're going to talk about is, first, identify the behavior. Then identify the solution. Identify opportunities to demonstrate credibility and put in the work. You need to acknowledge your weaknesses. And lastly, ask for and use feedback.
The challenge, if somebody gives you feedback like, you're not credible, or this isn't credible, or you need to increase your credibility with the marketing team, is that credible isn't a specific behavior. You can't simply tell an actor, act credible. You can say, be a credible doctor, and that the actor knows that they have to look and feel like a doctor. But you can't just be credible. That's not a thing. It's not a thing you can act as. You have to be a credible something, because it's not one single trait or action or behavior. It's a bunch of them.
Yeah. And what credibility is an amalgamation of behaviors, skills, and the conclusions that other people draw from seeing those. And the result is numerous factors working together to create the impression of trustworthiness and competence. So to improve credibility, we need to identify and work on specific tangible aspects of our professional conduct and skills. And when we're talking about behaviors, what we're talking about is that behaviors are very specific. Behaviors are the words you say, how you say them, facial expressions, body language, and work product. Work product can be broken down into the quality, the quantity, the accuracy, documentation, timeliness, and safety. And a lot of you have heard us say that a lot, because when we speak in terms of behaviors, we want everyone to see the same thing. Because what really happens is when you put a bunch of behaviors together and say someone's not credible, everyone has their own perception on those group of behaviors. Think of not just credible, but when someone is being unprofessional, I can say, man, that person is unprofessional. And everyone is going to have their own take on what unprofessional is. Maybe it's that they're not dressed in a suit for a presentation. Maybe it's how they entered the room and are talking to people, that interface. Maybe it's the tone of voice that they're using. But if I said that person is unprofessional, everyone is going to assume something different. So what we have to do is break all of the behaviors that we see down into very specific. So when speaking of credibility, there are behaviors that you engage in that can make you either credible or not credible. And we have to dig into exactly what those are. So when thinking about credibility, really think about the specific behaviors that go into it. And that's what we're going to continue to talk about.
I was just thinking, when you just said documentation, I can just imagine when I worked in sales, we used to prepare packets to go out to customers. And they used to take forever. And they used to go and get the really heavy paper and print them in extra glossy prints and get the really expensive binders to put them in. Because there's something about the expensiveness of the packet that said something about the credibility of the offer. If a builder comes to your house, a contractor comes to your house and just gives you a scrappy post-it note with some numbers on it, that's not half as credible as somebody who actually, you know, emails you a quote later with, you know, the numbers and it's on a spreadsheet. So documentation in itself can be credible. And if you start to think that way, you can see, oh, I can break it down. Because sometimes if somebody says, oh, you're not credible or you don't have any credibility with that team, it makes you feel like, oh, everything's wrong. Like, I must be doing everything wrong. I'm like, but that's not true. It's this one thing or some specific things that are contributing to that impression for the other people, whoever it is saying this thing. So we've got some more examples just to try and hone that a bit.
For one example, fundamental issues like lack of expertise or experience, inconsistent performance, limited track record, questions about honesty, poor communication skills, or perceived bias. So just missing those fundamental aspects of what you should know. And I mean, that kind of comes down to just being able to answer the simple questions, right? If you can't answer the simple questions about what you're supposed to know, all of those things can lead into that you might not have the experience. You might not have that consistent performance if you can't even answer a question that you should be able to.
Yeah. Or you can imagine really smart people who have poor communication skills and just can't get their point across or can't answer the question in the way that the questioner understands. And then it's assumed that they don't know the answer. And that's not true. Specific behaviors like a weak voice when presenting or consistently inaccurate reporting or vague language when writing or speaking or the inability to provide data when it's needed. So there might be something specific in your job that's required in your job that you just don't do or aren't doing to the expectation of the people around you. If you're a PA and someone says, what's your boss's calendar? You're expected to know what your boss's calendar is. You're at least expected to be able to find it on the computer. And if you can never find it, or you've printed it out and it's under a stack of paper and you can't find it for the stack of paper and the stack of paper appears to be random things, then you probably are going to end up with a credibility issue because you're supposed to be the one in control and organized while your boss runs around and is disorganized.
It always just makes me think of people's piles on their desks. That's how they organize it. Top priorities at the top. You're like, oh, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
So maybe not the best way if that's not how everyone else organizes, right? And that also leads us to just professional basics. Like, again, not being able to find documents or maybe missing meetings because you're not organized, because you don't take the time to put it on your calendar. And a messy desk. If you are in person and you walk by that cubicle where it just looks like a tornado blew through, that can lend itself to not being very credible because is that the person I want working on my project?
Right.
Right. No, I need someone that's more organized than my desk.
Right? I used to work for a lawyer whose office had something on every surface, like a pile, like at least a foot high on every surface, including the chairs and the floors. And she was a very good lawyer, but there was a suspicion that there was stuff in her room that should have been locked away safely. you know, and whether or not she was entirely following
that client.
Yeah, exactly. And we were in a security environment. So whether or not she was actually doing what she was supposed to do with all of that was, you know, I don't know that she was the right person for that environment. There could be skills core to your role. So coding or design, whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing, it could be that people don't believe that you have the requisite skills to the requisite level for your role.
And this could also be complex skills, like the decision-making that's needed for project management, being able to make those quick decisions where quality is concerned. Again, getting things done on time and the ability to explain all the reasoning behind all of those decisions. Also, it can come down to consistency. Are you consistent every time over a long period of time? It's not just a one-off.
Like, do you make the same decision every time? Like, can people see that your decisions are consistent with each other? Like, you don't flip and flop and appear just to be making decisions on a whim, because that really disturbs people and it makes them think that you're just flipping a coin. You actually don't have any decision-making processes. You're just making it up.
Yeah, and I think we can all think back to that time in our life where you're like, yeah, no, there's that person that just threw out information. You're like, I'm going to actually do the opposite.
Yes.
I'm going to do the opposite of what just came out of their mouth. Yeah.
There could be company and industry specific skills, like your knowledge of company processes or market trends or competitors. If you're supposed to know those things and you apparently don't, that could be impacting your credibility.
Then there are people skills, like your ability to build and maintain professional relationships, your support for the rest of the team, and your commitment to team goals. That is a big part of everything that we do in our day-to-day work life. Building those relationships, being able to maintain them, maintaining client relationships if you're customer-facing. If you're unable to do those things, that's really going to impact your credibility from the outside.
Or if they don't believe that you have their best interest at heart or mm-hmm. can answer their questions. A lot of the time you find with teams where someone's supposed to be serving another department and you discover that that department always goes to someone else on the team because they don't believe the person that was assigned to them knows what they're doing. That's a credibility issue because the entire department is circumventing the person that's supposed to be doing their work. That's because they don't believe that person can do what they need to do.
Yeah, and that happens, I feel like, a lot with customers too. Like, even though you might move lateral, you have that customer that's like, no, we have that relationship. I trust you.
Yeah.
I don't know about this other person. We just don't jive. And then they still come to you and you're like, okay,
yeah,
I'll still do it. But it's because the other person doesn't have that credibility or they haven't gained it yet.
Yes. So before you can do anything with an issue you have with credibility, you need to identify exactly what it is that is the issue. There was a whole list of things and a widespread list, a really broad set of areas that it could be one of these things or more one of these things. And credibility is about believability. It's about making people trust in your competence and reliability. So the question you want to ask is, what is it about me or my performance that is denting the trust in my competence or reliability? What is it that I'm doing that is making other people doubt that I am competent or reliable?
If your boss and others are willing to go so far as to say that your credibility is in question, then they ought to be willing to have a conversation about what exactly the behaviors are that are leading them to this conclusion. And that will help you figure out what you need to do to fix it. If they brush you off initially, you need to then prepare to ask multiple times, if that's necessary, because credibility goes to the core of your professional success. So it can't just be a one-off question, and if you get brushed off, you ignore it. If they are willing to bring it up to you that this is an issue, you need to break it down, figure out what exactly the issue is. Because again, it's not just everything you do is wrong, even though sometimes when we get that feedback, it feels that way. It's have those conversations and be persistent, because it can impact your professional life long-term to lose credibility.
and ask for specific examples. We talked about behavior earlier, but don't necessarily expect to get them, because the vast majority of people are not good at giving specific examples of behaviors. So you might get things about feelings and impressions, but if you can get them to give you situations or specific times when something happened, then you might be able to break down the behaviors for yourself. So try and get as much specificity as you can. Ask for behaviors, but if you don't get them, you might have to do the work to get to behaviors yourself.
And a good way to ask about specific behaviors is, what did I do?
Mm-hmm. Or what did you see? What did you hear?
What did you see? Yeah, because that really helps break down those behaviors. And oftentimes when we're talking about behaviors, it's just think of what they did. When we talk about feedback for managers to give to people, we have to break down the behaviors. And so what did they do that made you feel that way? So that's a good way to ask it. What did you do? What did you see? Can help kind of elicit those responses that you're looking for. And the person who brought this up, they might also be willing to continue to give you feedback as you attempt to improve. So again, it's not just the one-off conversations. It's maybe that they'll be willing to see it through when you start to engage in the different behaviors.
They ought to be willing to give you feedback, right? If they're willing to give you such important feedback as it's a credibility issue, then they ought to be willing to also give you feedback as you go along, as you improve. The thing about credibility is it takes a while to improve, and they might be looking for sustained improvement. And so you might not get positive feedback immediately. So that's not a reason to give up. Don't think, oh, I'm making all these changes and so-and-so hasn't noticed yet. Just give it a while, because this kind of change does take longer for other people to say something positive about what you've done.
Yeah. And when you're trying to change the behaviors, especially the ones involved in credibility, you can't just do it one time.
No, exactly.
It's a long term. You have to be consistent. What we talked about earlier, you have to do these behaviors over and over again to build credibility, to build that, dare I say, trust. And it's not just I have this skill, but I'm never going to do it again. It's, you have to constantly do it.
I found this document first time. Yeah.
Yeah. I did it once. Woo! Can I have my credibility back?
I burned all the papers in my office. Look. A week later, they're all the piles are starting again. Yeah.
And when I clean off my desk monthly, I'm like, look, it will last for 12 hours, right? Let's be a little bit more consistent.
Starting your career can be challenging, but with our new Career Tools license, you'll have the support you need to succeed. We've designed resources specifically to help you land your first job and build strong professional relationships. Our comprehensive interviewing series takes you through every step of the interview process, from preparation to confidently closing, so you can nail your interviews. Establishing a good rapport with your first boss can set the tone for your career growth. And our Effective Relationship series equips you with the strategies and tips to create and maintain these essential professional connections. Whether you're looking to boost productivity, improve your presentation skills, or tackle other challenges, we offer podcast guidance and tools to help you launch your career with confidence. No matter where you are now, we provide the on-ramp to the career path you want to take. Start strong and set yourself up for success with the right resources at your fingertips. Visit us online today at manager-tools.com/licenses.
So now we're going to talk about how to identify the solution. The solution to any credibility issue is to consistently demonstrate that you no longer have that issue, just like we said. And it's going to happen over a period of time until that trust is restored. And it's that easy, but it's also that difficult, because again, it's not a one and done. It's a long-term process, and it takes a lot of effort on your behalf.
Because the solution to a lack of trust in your competency is the consistent demonstration of that competence over a period of time until the trust has been regained. So basically, you have to get good at whatever that thing is and then keep demonstrating that you're good at that thing is over a long period of time until people trust that you're good at that thing. Which sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. However, once you practice something or engaging in a behavior enough times, it becomes a lot easier. It just becomes something that you do. So it sounds like, oh gosh, I have to keep doing this, but it's really not. It's you're learning a new behavior and eventually it'll just be a skill that you have, which is awesome. And the solution to the belief that your information is not reliable is to consistently provide reliable data over a period of time until that trust has been restored. So we've talked about behaviors, but now we're talking about more of that work product. You have to consistently give the correct data over and over again. It's not, I got this right this one time, but it's going to make sure that that accuracy is always there. There's two strategies, really, that most people lean into when it comes to credibility, and these strategies aren't very useful, and we're going to get into them. So the first one is telling people that you're more credible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So no matter what you do, telling everyone, yeah.
I'm great. Vote for me.
It's that time of year, too.
Yeah.
I hear about how great they all are.
Yeah. And then you say, what's your record? And they look at the voting record. It's like, yeah, I'm great. Vote for me. Yeah. No matter what you do, telling everyone I'm a great presenter will not work. You have to demonstrate you're a great presenter every time we see you present. That's the answer. Like we said, it's that easy and that hard. It's really easy to say. You just have to be a great presenter every time you present. And it's that difficult.
And the other issue with this one is if you tell people and then you don't follow through, it hurts your credibility even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's not just the behavior. It's that you can't be trusted with what you tell them. So telling people is not the answer. And then there's the splash. So the splashy return to form is only for the movies. That's really, in reality, regaining credibility is a long-term, consistent, day-to-day effort. We cannot emphasize this enough. So every time you have the opportunity to demonstrate your ability, you have to be good at it. Because the splash is just walking in. I like the example of if you don't have credibility because of maybe like the way you dress, mm-hmm. right? And we see this in the movies a lot, the dressing montage of, oh, I'm going to get everyone to trust me because I'm going to go out and I'm going to get a whole new week's worth of outfits.
Yeah.
And so the big reveal is I walk in and I have this like fancy new, let's say a suit or a brand new dress. And people are like, oh, yes. And everything is better from that point on.
Yeah. No.
Oh, it looks good in the movies, but if it doesn't maintain itself over the long term, mm-hmm. it's not very useful.
I mean, outside appearance is important, right? There is mm-hmm. something about people judge people based on what they see, and it has some bearing, but it's not the only thing that's going to matter. You have to have something to back it up. If you're a lawyer and you have a really sharp suit and you walk into a courtroom with your really sharp suit and you don't know anything about the law, you're still going to lose.
Yeah.
And the other thing about building credibility is that it can be about this, especially in the movies, about proving others wrong or throwing it in their face. You know, it's about like, well, I'm going to show them. And that energy is not going to sustain you through the long-term, day-to-day, boring, doing the work of regaining or gaining credibility. So again, only lasts for 90 minutes in the movies. That's about how long it will last for you. So I wouldn't use that energy. You need to find another source of energy for it.
So let's give you another example. Imagine a marketing analyst at a mid-sized tech company. During a recent project review, her manager told her, Amy, your data analysis isn't credible. The team can't rely on your reports for decision-making. Then her boss gives her a list of issues that they've seen with her data and decisions that have been compromised by it.
So the core issue that Amy needs to address is the reliability of her data analysts. And her boss isn't, as you'll know, questioning her trustworthiness or her honesty or her overall expertise or any other aspect of her work. They're not suggesting that working with her is generally problematic. Instead, it's a specific concern about the reliability of her data analysis, and that's beginning to undermine her credibility when it comes to everything else. So they don't trust her reports, and then they start to not trust anything she sends them, and then they start to not trust anything she says. You know, it builds. It's like a cavity. It gets bigger and bigger. So that's why it's a good thing to, when somebody says it, or whether you hear it, or whether you sense it, start working on it now, because it will just get worse.
Yeah, you don't want it to snowball. And that's really the danger of letting one weak area go untouched in your career. It's like having one piece of bad fruit in the carton. People will see that one bad item and assume that the whole thing is spoiled and throw it out. At least that's what I do. I don't like to dig through it. It seems like a waste of my time when it comes to the fruit, right? But I mean, it can snowball. It can get out of hand, or people don't want to dig into it because it's time consuming. I'm just going to assume.
Yeah. I'm going to look at the first page, and if there's an error on the first page, well, I'm just going to assume all of it's wrong, because why wouldn't I? You know? We've given you a whole bunch of examples of what credibility is, or what it could mean if you've heard that feedback that you're not credible or something's not credible. We'll give you a week to think about it, to think about what behaviors might be cropping up for you or the people around you. If you want to find some examples around you, because you're totally credible, we know that. And next week, we'll come back with some solutions. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Wendy.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.